Then, one day, the boy returned the books to the Englishman. "Did you learn anything?" the Englishman asked, eager to hear what it might be. He needed someone to talk to, so as to avoid thinking about the possibility of war. "I learned that the world has a soul, and that whoever understands that soul can also understand the language of things. I learned that many alchemists realized their personal legends and wound up discovering the soul of the world, the philosopher's stone, and the elixir of life. But above all, I learned that these things are all so simple that they could be written on the surface of an emerald." The Englishman was disappointed. The years of research, the magic symbols, the strange words, and the laboratory equipment, none of this had made any impression on the boy. His soul must be too primitive to understand those things, he thought. He took back his books and packed them away again in their bags. "Go back to watching the caravan," he said. "That didn't teach me anything either." The boy went back to contemplating the silence of the desert and the sand raised by the animals. "Everyone has his or her own way of learning things," he said to himself. "His way isn't the same as mine, nor mine as his. But we're both in search of our personal legends, and I respect him for that."